leading that.
Okay, so the last couple of days, I would say, maybe the last 3 days, we've been discussing the Chiyuv Suda on Yom Tov, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. Now we're moving past that. We're starting with the Sugya at the two dots in the middle of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Pertains to the discussion in the Mishnah about being mashlim for the first night's suda when it was missed. Okay? Go ahead. Ve'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer.
Ve'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ve'ha Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Asar Sudos, Chayav Adam Lechol Basuka, Achas Bayom Ve'achas Bavayim.
Right?
Amar Beira, Amar Rohami, Chazar Bo Rabbi Eliezer, Mashlim B'mai.
Oh, slow. There's got to be some commas here, maybe some punctuation, some other punctuation.
Rabbi Eliezer.
So the Gemara says somehow Rabbi Eliezer was chozer from that original position. And again, his position had two parts. What was his position? Anyone remember?
Definitely 14 meals.
14 meals.
And
one at night, two every day.
Okay. Yeah. There was more to it, wasn't there? Even the part that the Gemara just cited was not yet what you mentioned.
This one, you have to repeat it at the end.
Well, not repeat it.
The Tashlumin aspect.
Yeah, the Tashlumin aspect. That's the Ve'od. The Ve'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer is the whole Tashlumin issue. So, when it says Chazar Bo Rabbi Eliezer, what does that mean?
He retracted his
position. He retracted his original statement. Well, which statement?
It was the first statement, not
which
the second statement.
You tell me. I'm just asking.
Wasn't that what Rashi says?
Okay. So, let's take a look at Rashi. It's a question. When you see the Gemara, you got to ask yourself, what does that mean? Chazabo, very nice. Chazabo from what? That's it. He doesn't hold there's any requirement. Does he hold there is a requirement, but there's no chiv of Hashlama, or there's no option for Hashlama? Right? When you see a multi-tiered position, and then the Gemara says, oh, he was chozer, you got to figure out what does that mean. What was he chozer from? So take a look at Rashi. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Amar.
No, well, why don't we start from the beginning of the Rashi there already?
Oh, the Amar Rabbi Eliezer Yidal Tzudos Chayav Adam Lechol Basuka.
Good.
The Kevan De Bayom Achron Lo Basuka. It's you're not
Lo Basuka Yosef.
Yosef, yeah, you're not sitting in the sukkah. The Im Yashav.
That's obviously referring to where.
The last days of Yom Tov.
Where?
Shmini Atzeret.
Where?
Sukkah.
Not in the sukkah.
You're telling me what? You're telling me Shmini Atzeret. I'm asking you where?
In your ass.
Do we sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeret?
No.
Some people do.
We don't?
I don't know. Do we? I don't know.
What does Maran say?
Yeah, we do.
On the day you do, right? But not
of course. Year. Of course.
Oh, okay.
Nesiv Yasvinan, Bruche Lo Brachinan. You sit in the sukkah, you just don't make a bracha. Of course you sit in the sukkah. Where don't you sit in the sukkah?
Simchas Torah, you definitely don't.
Where don't you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret?
Where?
Where?
On a plane.
Israel.
Okay. Yes, that's correct. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret.
Okay. Ve'im yashav ba l'shem mitzvah.
Now, let's say you did that. Let's say you did sit in the sukkah. Let's say you did sit in.
When he says l'shem mitzvah, he's talking about l'shem mitzvah of tashlumin.
No.
Like l'shem.
L'shem mitzvah kiyum. L'shem kiyum mitzvah sukkah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Exactly. If you sit in the sukkah now and you say, I'm doing this to be mekayim mitzvah or to be mashlim for the kima mitzvah, then there's a problem. What's the problem? Even here in Golos, where we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, there are certain things that we're still cautious about. For example, the famous Karbon Asano. Karbon Asano says it's very cold on the last day of sukkahs, then maybe you shouldn't go on the sukkah. Why? Because then it looks like Baal Tosef. Because
yeah,
then it looks like you're only doing it because of the tzad to say there's a mitzvah here. And we're really saying, well, there's an issue. Right? So we try to avoid that. We sit in the sukkah, we don't make a bracha. We don't do anything that looks like Baal Tosef in this regard.
That's what he says.
So I'm trying to help you along here, right? But I'm just trying to point out, there are things that you do here. One second. We don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on the yeshiva sukkah. Then there were some shittas that held that you don't sleep, somehow that you do sleep, but there clearly is a difference between the last day of Yom Tov and the rest of the Sukkos. So now if a person will go into the Sukkah and treat it in such a way That's demonstrative of the fact that he's sitting in a sukkah because he views it to be quote unquote a mitzvah, and he holds it out to be just as mechuyev as the rest of yeshiva sukkah, the rest of the days. That's a problem of Baal Tosef. Or in some cases, nirik Baal Tosef. So what does that issue have anything to do with our sugya? One second. So what's the problem now? The guy missed the first night of Sukkot. And what's he going to do? A week later, on Shemini Atzeres, which happens to be Yontif, he's going to go ahead and he's going to have a special Suda in the Sukkah. Hmm. So what's the potential problem? V'im Yeshiv Bo L'Shem Mitzvah.
V'im Yeshiv Bo L'Shem Mitzvah over Al Baal Tosef. My Hashlama.
Oh, slow. Yeah. So if he's going to do it, he's going to be over this with Baal Tosef. So if that's the case, then what?
My Hashlama de Sukkah Ika Hacha.
Yeah, so what kind of hashlama is there over here? Forget about hashlama, you get into a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Forget about how you can be mashlim, you get into another whole problem of Baal Tosef.
So there, right. You shouldn't sit in the sukkah.
Well, this is the question over here. V'ham Rav Lozer Arba Asrei Sudo Schayv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah Achas B'Yom Achas B'Layla. It's sort of being phrased as a question. Did he really say that? Did he really say you got to sit in the sukkah and eat 14 meals twice a day, and that you have to be mashlim? How could you be mashlim? Hey, Rashi's saying that's what the Gemara is bothered by here. What's the question? Because the sukkah is only how long according to this equation?
7 days.
7 times 2 is 14. Right? So he said, it's a question. How could you tell me that Rabbi Elazar holds that you can be mashlim for the first day's meal on the quote-unquote eighth day, Shemini Atzeres? How's that possible? Rabbi Elazar himself said, look, you sit in the sukkah, how long? 7 times 2. Twice a day for 7 days. That's it. After that, it's not sukkahs anymore. So they can tell me, if I miss meal one of these 14 meals, that I should be mashlim it on day eight? Well, that's not a part of his original equation. So now you're telling me, sit in the sukkah at a time when I'm not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah in order to do an activity which is intended to fulfill a mitzvah or to correct the fulfillment of a mitzvah that I'm supposed to do during the first 7 days. That's the question. That's the worst question. How could that be? Right?
Can't you say that it's... You need
before
to...
you answer the question, I want to make sure you understand the question. Right. Exactly. You wouldn't say...
Personally, Ed.
You wouldn't say once Hanukkah's over, if you didn't light the Hanukkah candles... You do it the next day. Do it after the Yom Tov's over. Think about anything. I mean, most things we don't say this. There are things where you do have an ability to be mashlim, that's true. But usually the Hashlama, for example, Pesach Sheni, that's specifically mandated by the Torah. There's no svar to say that on your own. You wouldn't say that. You'd say, well, you missed it, so just do it another time. That's essentially what the Gemara is bothered by. As far as the mitzvah of Sukkah is concerned, the next day is nothing.
Quick question?
Yes.
So how come...
So.
Okay. Next Rashi?
Yes, next Rashi. Amar Bira. Who's Bira?
Shem Chacham.
Name of a guy. Name of a Chacham. Not Stam a guy. What a Chacham. Okay.
Chazar bo
Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, yeah, don't worry. Don't get so bent out of shape. Your question's a good question, but Rabbi Eliezer really retracted. He retracted part of his position. So don't get so upset. What did he retract?
Etzel Chachamim lomar she'ein ladavar kitzva. The thing does not have like a set amount.
If you recall, in his machlokas with the Chachamim, he was the one that said, you must have a certain amount of meals. He said, you have to have 14 meals. The Chacham said, no, just the first meal, the rest is rishos. Mm-hmm. Right? So now Rashi says, oh, chazer bo. He was chazer from what? Chazar eitzel chachamim lo mar she'im l'davar kitzva im rotzal asana sisana chutz milei l'yom tov arishon u'baha miya pligi alayu tekasava yesh la tashlumen kemo sheish tashlumen l'kabonos yom rishon af b'yom tov achron. It sounds like from Rashi that he's retracting what?
His first statement.
The initial shita, the basic shita, that there's a chiyuv of 14 sudos. What is he not giving up?
Tashlumen.
The idea of tashlumen. He's still holding fast to the idea of Tashlumen.
I think the two ideas go hand in hand, though. Tashlumen and
Well, Rashi says that Rashi's saying, oh, just like there's hashlama for karbanos.
Yeah.
Just like there's hashlama for karbanos on Yom Rishon, you can make up the missed karban later on. So too, you can make up the missed suda later on.
Right, but I hear what Gil's saying, where there's only really a need for tashlumin if there's a set amount that you're supposed to be doing.
No,
Carbano's had a set amount.
No, here he's motivated that this first one is obligatory. The first one is an obligation now.
Okay, but...
So now I'm saying, there's tashlumin. Why do I have to maintain that there's a chiyuv to have 14 sudos in order to maintain that the first one has tashlumin?
Because if, say there's no chiyuv of having 14 sudos...
Fine, I'll say that.
Then there's no problem doing tashlumin on during sukkahs like itself. You know, you don't get into this whole problem of...
What whole problem?
You don't get through the whole problem of what was it called?
Baal Tosef?
Making sukkah... Here, I'm trying to find the exact word.
Well, just tell me what you mean.
There's like the whole problem of like doing, you can't have the like meal during sukkahs because then it would be considered part of that.
You mean the Gemara's question, if you have bread it won't look like something special?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, everyone eats lunch. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's saying everyone eats lunch, so now what are you doing? It doesn't look like you're doing anything different. It doesn't look like you're doing anything different than you would do today anyway.
Yeah, but...
But that doesn't necessarily mean because it's a chiyuv. It just means because you eat lunch every day.
I thought that the whole reason we didn't do that was because it interferes with the 14.
Another chiyuv? I don't think so.
That's what it sounded like.
I don't understand what you're asking.
Like, you would never have the problem of having three meals in one day, you know, which is...
No, darko liso hayom. Darko liso, people eat every day. They eat two meals. Well, I don't know if you have to say it's a chiyuv meal.
They only eat two meals every day. It's only darko if it's 14.
No. That was the norm. That's why he said 14. Since that's the way people normally eat, since they normally eat two meals, so he said, okay, now eat that meal. Now you have to eat those meals in the sukkah. Since you normally eat two meals a day. Mm-hmm. Those are the amount of meals you must eat in the sukkah every day, two meals a day. So I don't think the Gemara necessarily has to be saying, well, since you have a chiyuv to eat a suda today, it doesn't look like you're doing anything different.
But this,
say everyone eats lunch every day.
The whole meal, like at the end of the Gemara, when we go through everything, the whole meal of Tashlumin has no characteristics of sukkah whatsoever. You know, it's not on sukkahs. You don't eat bread.
All right,
you know,
so it's we not, have to discuss has, that. You're
so,
right.
So, like, I'm trying to save that. Is that something we need to reconcile? Like,
we're going to have to answer a lot of questions here. Yeah, definitely have to answer a lot of questions.
Like... Yeah.
But the Gemara is clearly saying, or Rashi is clearly saying, rather, that what Rabbi Elazar was chosen from was the fact that he required 14 sudos. He said, okay, fine, you're right, you don't require 14 sudos, only one suda. But I want you to know, that one suda you could do Tashlumin for. That's his new position. His new, the new understanding of Rabbi Elazar.
Can we get that again?
Rabbi Elazar originally held that you need 14 sudos. Yes. But the Gemara said, one second, Rabbi Elazar held on the one hand that there are 14 sudos, read as there are only 7 days of the holiday. And yet he said that you could do Tashlumin for the first night on the eighth day. That's outside of Sukkot already. Right? So the Gemara said, how could that be? So according to Rashi, what that meant was, how could it be getting involved in a potential problem of Baal Tosef? You're doing something that's supposed to smack of a mitzvah, or does smack of a mitzvah, right? You're doing Tashlumin for... what was an obligation. But now you're doing it at a time when it's not ripe for the mitzvah. You're doing it outside the zman of the mitzvah. Baal Tosef, when you add on to a mitzvah. For example, the Torah says you should...
Tosef means to add,
Lahosif. Like Musaf. Right. Additional prayer. The Torah says you have four parashios. Well, the Torah doesn't openly say it. But there are supposed to be four parashios in one tefillin. If they'll say, okay, four is nice, five is better, that's Baal Tosef.
That's the case of the Torah?
That's Rashi gives that example.
Like, yeah.
It's not the only example, but...
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole separate sugi. What's Baal Tosef? What's not Baal Tosef?
What about all the people that wear a bunch of different pairs of tefillin?
That's not Baal Tosef. To do the same mitzvah twice is not Baal Tosef. It's where you're inherently changing the mitzvah.
Well, you are.
No, I'm not. It's all separate.
Why not?
You could sell anything else. You could sell that. Okay. Next. I'm sorry?
No. Yeah,
from a movie. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, relax. It's a good question, but he was chozer. Chozer from the fact that it didn't really require 14 sudos. He only required one suda, but he happens to maintain that there's this din of tashlumen for that one suda. Okay, very nice. Now the Gemara asks, one second, what kind of tashlum are you talking about here? Mashlim b'mai.
Mashlim b'mai, yeah, back in the Gemara. Ilema b'rifta, if you say with bread, suda de yome kachel, then it's like a meal of the day.
Right, so what are you doing to be mashlim for a suda that you were supposed to eat? You know, in other words, you tell me a guy sitting down to have a sandwich, he would have that anyway.
Yeah, he would eat bread.
Why can't you just have a third suda? I thought
that'd be
like such an obvious answer
to this problem. He wasn't the you're right, you'll have another meal. Have
between lunch and dinner,
you'll have another meal.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say it was his last meal of the day and he had it right before the day
ends.
That's
what I think Rashi says it has to do with the fact that it's not nicker. I can always look at what the guy's eating and it doesn't look unique, and I'll say he's eating the same thing. But you'll say, who cares? He knows what he's doing. He's eating a third meal that he didn't eat before, right? Okay, it's a good question.
I mean, clearly they're excluding that possibility. I'm not sure why.
Well, even the basic question, let's say he wasn't going to eat. Well, see here, Rashi's assuming that he was going to eat now. This meal was a meal that he was going to eat. Because he always has lunch. So by just eating lunch, you're not going to do anything to be mashlim. Because being mashlim requires one to do something additional. You had lunch, and now you're doing something additional. So Chaim wants to know, why not just tell the guy, okay, have another, on that day you'll have another meal. All right, any suggestions? Good question.
Naturally ration what you're eating?
So,
yeah.
So,
or not even that, you're taking it to like a natural thing. I'm saying that it will like metaphysically take away from the, like, you
metaphysically.
Know, whatever, like it'll take away from the spirituality or the simcha of that suuda that you would have had that day.
It takes away from the shame of that
suit
and the name.
Just to recap what's going on here, Yona. Rashi says that what the Gemara's problem is like this. Gemara says, well, how are you going to be mashlim now? We got rid of the Baal Tosef problem. How do we get rid of the Baal Tosef problem? Because we said that he was, well, the truth is, even that's a question. How do we get rid of the Baal Tosef problem? What are you answering? You tell me like this. Oh, don't worry, it's not Baal Tosef, because now really Rabbi Elazar holds is only one meal is a chiyuv, and all the rest of the meals are rishos, and now you're just going to eat this meal on the last day, which is not sukkahs. How did I answer the question?
It means that his original opinion was Baal Tosef.
That's the answer.
I'm saying that's the.
Before we ask the question, I don't understand.
Practically, okay. We got two problems on the table now. Two problems. The first problem is like this: the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar held they have to have 14 sudos, implying that the holiday is only 7 days long. Two meals a day, seven right times seven is 14 meals. So how is it, fract the Gemara, that when you forget the first night's meal? According to Rabbi Elazar, that same Rabbi Elazar tells me I can make it up on the eighth day. Enter Rashi. Rashi says that what the Gemara is bothered by is the problem of Baal Tosef. You're going to be doing an activity, i.e. eating a suda that's intended to be mashlim for a obligation of sitting in a sukkah at a time when it's not sukkahs. Right? That's Baal Tosef. Okay, so then now that we have to assume that the Gemara's answer somehow alleviates this problem. So what does the Gemara say? Oh, no, don't worry. Rabbi Elazar was really chozer from his opinion. So it's not Baal Tosef anymore. Well, what do you mean he was chozer? He really doesn't hold anymore that you need 14 sudos. You only need one suda. So therefore, when you eat the meal to be mashlim for the first meal, when you eat it on the eighth day, it's not Baal Tosef. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That makes sense? Okay.
It makes sense, because you could say, you could have made it up
So he's saying that you could even make it up on the eighth day.
Good, but why is that not Bal Tosef? How are you answering the question? You make it up on the eighth day when it's not Sukkos.
Because he's saying that you could have made it up all throughout Sukkos. That even on the eighth day you could make it up, meaning that you really should have made it up on the other days of Sukkos. But if you still want to, you can make it
but
up.
But why is it not Bal Tosef?
Okay, why can you still make it up on the eighth
day? Why is it not Bal Tosef?
I think I know why it's not Bal Tosef.
Why is that option given?
Because it says Achas B'Yom Achas B'Laila, and this would be changing that. This would be adding another meal to one of those days, so it would no longer be Achas B'Yom. It would be Achas B'Yom Shtayim B'Laila, or Shtayim B'Yom Achas B'Laila.
You mean I'm not really replicating the actual mitzvah?
Yes.
That's what you mean?
Yeah.
But he doesn't hold Achas B'Yom Achas B'Laila anymore. All he holds is just the first night. According to Chozerbo, he only holds the first night.
He still has to hold it to some extent.
Chozerbo, that's it. He agrees with the Chachamim. He agrees with the Chachamim that only the first night is a Chiyuv. If only the first night is a Chiyuv, right? Hadra Kashu Leduchtei. Who cares if you hold 14 meals or you hold one meal? At the end of the day, when the holiday is over, the holiday is over, and doing something on the eighth day should be Bal Tosef. Okay? Let me just... Are you answering the question or you want to...
I think it was
answering. Okay, before you answer, I just want to make sure everyone understands that question. The second question, and then we'll come back, I guess we'll go back to the first. What was the second question?
The first
question. On the bread. Second question was on the bread. You wanted to know, how is it that when the Gemara says, what do you mash them with? Well, if you mash them with bread, then there's no hecker that it's that's Rashi's lashon. If it's bread, then it looks like a regular suda of the day. To which Rashi says, oh, it means that there's no hecker that you're doing it for tashlumen because you would be eating that meal anyway. So one question was, how, according to Rashi, how does the Gemara's answer alleviate the problem about Tosef? One. Second question is, what does it mean when Rashi says, oh, that it needs to be nicker. It needs to be nicker that it's for the purpose of the day. Why didn't the Gemara just say, all right, have another meal? That was Chaim's question. Why not just tell me, have another meal? Why tell me, oh, since I always have lunch, if I just eat lunch, then it's not nicker. What exactly does that mean? All right, so let's start with the first question. How does this get around or alleviate the Bal Tosef problem? Yona, you wanted to... You're right. If I just do something stam, I just happen to be doing it stam, that's not Bal Tosef. But if I do something and I have the express intent to do it in such a way that it fulfills a mitzvah where it can't because it's not within the boundaries of the mitzvah, that's Bal Tosef. That's the question. How is it that on the eighth day I could sit in the sukkah in order to fix something or to do something that was really only applicable for the past 7 days, not today? So you'll find, you'll tell me, so he only holds out to have one meal. Fine. Why is it not Bal Tosef still? Rabbi Elazar's original shita, the way we had it presented to us in the Mishnah, was that Rabbi Elazar holds 14 sudas that you must eat. And then the Gemara said, well, how can he hold that there are 14 sudas that you must eat, but yet he can hold that the first suda can be made up after the time for the 14 sudos?
Right.
Meaning when it's no... Thank you very much. When it's no longer Sukkos.
Okay. So
the Gemara said, oh no, don't worry, he was Choser. He doesn't really require you to eat 14 Sudas anymore. He just says the first Sudas a Chiyuv, and the rest of the Sudas are just like the Chachamim, but he holds that you can make up for the first. The only thing that he continues to maintain is that you can make up for the first Suda on the last day. Let me read you the Meiri's Lashon, okay?
Wait, tell me you address why it's a Bal Tosef yet?
Why it would be Bal Tosef or why it's not Bal Tosef?
Why it's...
It would be Bal Tosef if what you're doing now is an attempt to be Mekayim a Mitzvah at a time when the Mitzvah doesn't apply.
But those, all those Mitzvahs apply just to... the reason why you have those other 13 is because it's younger. It's because it's not...
Yeah, it's still younger.
Not because specifically... Nothing to do with Sukkah, it's just because it's Yantif, and on Yantif you eat a Sukkah.
Okay.
So.
Let's assume that's true.
Right.
At this point, the Gemara is saying we don't have that anymore, we only have one.
No, right. No, I'm saying that one is actually a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah on the day. The
fine.
Other one's eating in the sukkah.
It's fine. So now tell me why just that one, however you want to define it, whatever it stems from. How is it not Baal Tosef when I try to do that? When I try to do that at a time when it's not Shaykh?
You're not saying today is the
day. Yeah. What are you saying?
I'm not sure yet.
Are the meals linked to the mitzvah of Sukkos?
Well, that's what Avi Hirschman wants to get into. We're not up to that yet. That's another issue.
I want to ask a very.
I'm just asking a more basic question before you.
You're not saying today's the chiyuv.
What you're not saying today's the chiyuv.
Right. I mean, you're definitely not doing that.
So what are you saying?
Right.
Okay, wait, you're on something.
Okay, here, so...
Yeah.
So instead of... that the first... if you don't have the 14 meals, right? Let's put it this way. You can make a meal at the end. You're not going to say that meal is a heel, but you're going to use that meal as to characterize the other days. So normally, that meal should come at the beginning, so that it characterizes everything that follows. But you messed up the first night because you forgot. So now you can have a meal to characterize Sukkos, but it can come at the very end, which is why it must be on the eighth day. It can't be 10 days afterward. It must be on that very last day to, like, reverse characterize. In the case of... Now, if there were 14 meals specifically, then that meal could not be used to characterize, because it would be like you're adding on another meal, which is beyond 14 mandated. But now that you have no specific number of meals, this extra meal can be put in, and it can be now lumped into that category.
Well, why? You're not answering the Baal Tosef question, I don't think.
No. So you're not trying to. So you're not saying that I'm fulfilling the chiyuv. Instead,
what am I saying?
That I'm you're the initial chiyuv is like to eat the meal and also to characterize the sudas, the coming sudas of Yom Tov. Now, in this case, you won't get the chiyuv. You're not saying there's a chiyuv, but you are doing a characterization of the other days. And that characterization.
But the day's over, right?
Correct, but it's fine because you can do it really at the beginning. It's like bracha rishona, bracha achrona. You do it at the beginning, preferably. But I messed up. Now I'm going to at least say it at the end.
I have an even more.
Okay. So you also want to say that your intention is not to fulfill a mitzvah now.
Correct. It's a characterization.
That's sort of what Heshy's saying.
Yeah, it's just the characterization. But it's still better than doing nothing, because now at least you're doing an action which characterizes your previous days.
Yeah. Okay, here we're saying. You know what you want
to say? I actually said that on the eighth day you are fulfilling.
Okay.
It's just that the mitzvah
why
from the first night is to eat in the sukkah.
But it can't continue past the holiday.
No, what I'm saying
can't
is
continue
that,
past the natural end of the mitzvah.
What I'm saying is that on Shemini Atzeres, the sukkah, you don't have a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, but the sukkah is still considered a sukkah.
Why?
Why is it? Because it's usher to actually do anything to the sukkah all throughout Sukkos, unless it's for the mitzvah of Sukkos. Like if your sukkah fell down, you would have to rebuild it. But
okay.
What I'm saying is, though, that on Shemini Atzeres, that application of Sukkos still applies. You're not allowed to touch the sukkah, you're not allowed to touch the decorations, you're not allowed to do anything. So in that respect, it's still considered a sukkah.
That's just because of milk. Not because of anything else. No shachas were not on.
Well, you're not allowed to...
I think the minhag is we do certain things, like, right, then the Rambam also, you bring out the kalim on Shemini Atzeres to sort of show that it's different. You do certain things to show that the experience in the structure is different than.
But
you're right. If you don't have a kosher sukkah, you're not going to sit. You're not going to sit there. That's not going to make sense.
But it's still considered a sukkah.
Okay. You want to say the structure still has a
shame sukkah.
Has a shame
and
sukkah.
The
okay.
Mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah when there is a sukkah. You can only activate this mitzvah. You can only do this mitzvah when there is a shame sukkah.
Okay.
So therefore, you can still do it on the eighth day because it has a shame sukkah. That's why it's not.
Where is that shame sukkah?
Why isn't it Baal Tosef? Because it still has a sukkah?
Because it still has a
shame
sukkah?
You want to say, as long as it has a shame sukkah, it's not Baal Tosef?
Well, why not? We're saying the whole thing is to eat in the sukkah. And if it still has a shame sukkah...
What's the source that it's a shame sukkah?
What do you mean? How does he know it has a shame sukkah?
Yeah. nice to say that it's a
shrink. Well, we're saying, why else would you eat there? Why else in general? On Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz. It seems to be talking about Eretz Yisrael, right? It seems to be talking about where you normally don't sit in the sukkah. Because he says normally you don't sit in the sukkah. He's talking about a place where you don't sit in the sukkah,
right,
on Shmini Atzeres.
I was wondering.
I hear what he's saying. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz it would be different. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz it would be different.
Well, I'm saying, I think even in Israel, it would have a shame sukkah, just that I don't...
Now, that's a good question. Does it still have a shame sukkah?
Part of her answer has to address the removing of the 14 specific sukkahs.
Well, that would be his Baal Tosef. You're adding on.
Well, it's funny. Let me tell you what the Meiri says. Tell me what you think. This is what the Meiri says. He asked a question on Rashi. He says, I don't understand how it helps. He says, "Ulepirish gedolei harabonim, kasher lafarish." It's difficult. It's difficult to explain like Rashi. She'af shechazer kishechazer, because even when he was chazer, Rabbi Elazar, imah she'ela heich hi tashlum and achas she'in shame sukkah. See, Chaya. He says there's no shame sukkah anymore. Right? Again, I'm not sure if he would say the same thing in the Chutz La'aretz, but certainly here, where there is no use of the sukkah, it's not a sukkah. He says it's not a sukkah anymore, because the sukkah has no expression as a sukkah. No one's using it. It's not, oh, man. There's Dr. J again.
Why?
I don't know, because I only saw now that he wanted to call in. I feel bad. All right. He says there is no sukkah. So he says, if that's a kasha, then how can you have tashlumin when there is no shame sukkah? Then how does this help? How does it help? Mahu alnu b'teirutso. How does his teretz, how does Rashi's teretz end for the Gemara's kasha? It doesn't really help. Va'af b'layla harishon, hechi tashlumin, below sukkah. And without sukkah, you can't have tashlumin. So now you tell me you're not going to have tashlumin without a sukkah. Yes? So now do the tashlumin at a time when there's no shame sukkah. It's not, you can't be mashlim for something in a way that doesn't make any sense. So now, fine. So the hashlama is in the sukkah. It means you're having the suda in the sukkah. All right, what about the Baal Tosef problem? So to that he says, Baal Tosef inkan, you eat in the sukkah, but there's no problem Baal Tosef. Why not? The Baal Tosef shalob is mano boi kavana. Because Baal Tosef, and this is already a whole sugya unto itself, this is more of a Baal Tosef issue.
I think this is what Heshi was getting onto.
Yeah. This is more of a Baal Tosef sugya. But in order to be in violation of Baal Tosef outside the time frame of the mitzvah, you need specific intent. You need kavana. If I sat in the sukkah on Chanukah, right? Go out to my sukkah, which is still standing. I sit in the sukkah. No one's going to say, hey, he's doing the mitzvah. But let's say I have kavanah to do it. Let's say I go out to the sukkah and say, I'm going out to be in the kind of mitzvah of sukkah. That is Baal Tosef. Vizu, in this case, this fellow, ein bo kavanos mitzvah. He doesn't, it's sort of what you're saying. He doesn't have intent to be mekayim the mitzvah, ela kavanos tashlumin. He has a different kavanah. Apparently, there's a difference between saying I'm being mashlim something that was really a mitzvah a week ago, right? As opposed to saying I'm doing a mitzvah right now. To say I'm doing a mitzvah right now, yeah, that would be Baal Tosef. But to say that I'm just being mashlim something that didn't necessarily exist today as a mitzvah, it was really a mitzvah yesterday, but I'm being mashlim for that, that's not called Baal Tosef.
So
it's a din of Baal Tosef. That's what the Meiri wants to say. Now, in the notes here, they mention that this is a similar approach to that of the Tosos Rid and the Orech Lanier, who comes to this on his own. The Orech Lanier apparently comes to this Mahalach without the use of the Rid or the Meiri. Now, there are other Perushim here. There are other Perushim in terms of trying to explain how it's not Baal Tosef. The Tosos HaRosh has an approach as well. I guess we'll have to wait until next week to see this. But you hear what he's saying in the meantime, the Meiri?
Yeah.
it's sort of like a technicality within the world of within the world of Baal Tosef. It's a technical problem within the world of Baal Tosef. Why this doesn't rise to the level of Baal Tosef. And this is a yisod. This is an important yisod within Baal Tosef. That in order to be in violation of Baal Tosef, not intent. During the Zman, you need intent. You need intent. And here, he's saying that it's obvious that the person doesn't have an intent. What's his intent? No, his intent is to be a mashlim.
What about...
It's not to be a makayim, a mitzvah. It's not to be a person who's a gavra that's makayim, a mitzvah. It's simply a gavra who is mashlim.
I have a question.
On this mahalach?
Yeah. Not on this mahalach.
Right.
It's much more basic than this.
I'll just tell you one thing before you ask a question. There's one thing that's still a little bit, I would say...
Does Amiri bring up...
Dissatisfying or unsatisfying over here.
That it looks like he's adding on to something?
No. That he says it's not Baal Tosef. It's not a problem Baal Tosef. But he doesn't really explain how the fact that you retracted the 13 pseudos, how that factors in here. Right?
Does it need to?
Because if you have 14 specific pseudos, then if you do any adding or subtracting from it, then that's changing the mitzvah. So now your 15th pseuda is messing things up. But if you have no number...
You do, you have one. You still have one.
But that's okay, because you're not trying to fulfill the hiyuv on that. All you're trying to do is...
To make up for it. I know, but why should that be different? Let's say I had a hiyuv of two and I left out one. I mean, why would it be any different?
No, because the moment you say 14, then it's like, these are the 14 and there can be no others. That's it. Like, this is a fixed number.
So let's say I said there's one. Why is one any less fixed than 14?
I mean, the 14 seems to imply that there's an end date. Like, the first one just says you're supposed to do it on the first night, but then it's open-ended what you can do after on.
That's right. You want to eat, don't eat. Right.
Whatever, right.
Right.
So, versus if you have a fixed number each day, it seems like there's more of a, there's like a rigid structure to it. Seems like there's less, it just feels like there's less...
Right, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. So now you're saying this... So when Rashi says, oh, it's not Baal Tosef anymore because he only holds that the Chiv is the first night.
Now, you're just trying to...
You still have to answer why that's not a problem. But you're saying once I remove the Chiv of the Pseudos, it's not so formulaic anymore. Yeah. You want to say it's not so
rigid. Also, the other ones say on the day and on the night.
Which right, means the original. Stuck. Right, the original.
You're stuck to those 7 days.
Right.
Over here, you're no longer saying it's on the day and the night.
Well, I'm just saying it's the first night.
Yeah. But the other meals no longer...
The other meals, they're all optional.
So this guy is also an optional meal.
No.
In the first case,
not
the
optional.
Meals are here.
The first... Rabbi Elazar now, in the new understanding of Elazar, he's still holding that there's a chiyuv of a suda. It's just the one.
Of the first one.
Yeah, but that's the one that you're making up.
Which is okay, because now your 15th meal is...
There's no, forget about no 15. There's
whatever,
no
your meal on the 8th day is an optional meal. Whereas before, the 14th meal...
It's not optional. No, it's not optional. It's not optional.
Your 15th meal is not optional.
Forget about 15. If you're not, it's not 15.
Your
8th day meal is not, it's not optional. I'm doing it to be mashal on the thing that was a chiyuv. You understand what I'm saying? In that sense, it's the same. Whatever the mitzvah was before, if I'm doing something now on day 8 to correct something that it was an obligation, it should be Baal Tosef. And that's what the Meiri is saying. So, Elamai, why is it different? Oh, because your kavana is not to be a mekayim, it's to be a mashlim. Right.
So then what's the deal with, why did we need to remove the 14?
You're right, this answer should be the same. It would help, it should be the same. It would be the same. Even if he wasn't Chozer, this would still be okay. It still wouldn't be Baal Tosef.
Yep.
That's the way it seems, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, maybe next time we'll take a look at some of the other answers. I feel badly we didn't get to the Marshal, but the Marshal really speaks to the other issue of the Tashlum in general, how you could have, right, Avi?
Yeah.
How the Tashlum works?
Whether it's on the Suda or...
Right. Right. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll both say. And hopefully, I guess we'll spend another day or so on this sugya before we move on.
I have a question.
Two questions.
Yeah, I don't know.